Turn to John chapter 1, I think. Don't get settled there, because we're going to use a few different scriptures. Have I told you guys that I loved you recently? Not this year, thank you. Thank you, brother. Yeah. I want to remind you of that. I want to tell you that I love you. I want to, I'm going to try to remember to tell you that every Sunday morning. And the reason is because I'm going to preach some messages coming up that are going to be pretty hard. And they're going to hit all of us, every one of us. Today will be just kind of a normal sermon, but it'll be laying up. And next week will be kind of a normal sermon. And then next week, you're kind of going to go, And then the next week, you're going to go, no, Brother Keith, no. But I do love you guys. I want you to know that there is forgiveness for all sin. There is Christ, and there is forgiveness. These messages are so important that if you have a little trouble focusing attention, you might just stand up. I mean, just right where you are. Just stand up. We'll know that you're having trouble focusing, and I won't say a thing. I'll just go on, but you might want to just stand up. No, I'm serious about that, because I'm serious because these messages are going to be real. I feel like I used to could, before the stroke, I used to could kind of engage you and keep your attention. And I feel like that since the stroke, that's not really the case, which is okay. Because now the central part of the sermon becomes the word. And it is that word that I'm going to preach today. 1:3-5, it says, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Now, he's talking about the word. He's talking about Jesus. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. In Jesus is life. Only in Jesus, only in Jesus is life. Amen. And that life is the light of men. First John 1:5 says that in him was light. There was no darkness at all. I may have got that wrong. Let me read that again. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. There's no darkness in God. He is completely and totally light. He is the light of the world. He is, man, I don't even know how to say it. He is everything that's good, everything that's right, everything that we consider good and right. 1 Peter 1:2, this light, we are saved in this light. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, amen, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. God has called us out of the darkness. He has called us to come out and be separate and be different. He has called us to come out of the darkness and into the glorious light so that we can give our praises to him. One final verse. Well, not one final, but you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. He says that we are all sons of the day. We are all children of the day. We are all children. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. We are children of light. When we invite Christ into our life, we get this light into our life. We get a light into our life that is, man, if we're walking in light, the darkness has to go. That's what verse 5 says. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The darkness did not understand it. The darkness could not overcome it. In him was light. I'm going to read, I don't know how much of this I'm going to read. It's the story I told the children a while ago, but the story isn't really pertinent to my sermon today, but let me just read verse 12, because he makes a statement in the middle of this thing. He says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He will not walk in darkness. He who follows me, who is the one who follows Jesus? He is the one who believes. He is the one who has repented and who has turned from their old ways and is following the new ways. The new ways. The results are life and light. We've got to shine. Amen. Like lights in this world. Amen. Especially now. More than ever. This world is as dark as it's ever been. And it's getting darker by the minute. And we have got to shine as lights in this world. We must follow him. We must put on the light. And have the light of life. The light that we're to put on is the light that gives life. It's not the light just doing good things. It's not just doing good things for my sake or even for your sake. It is the light of life. We've got to put it on. I will say this. I wasn't going to do this, but I am. I may do it again sometime. What I want you to know, what I want you to understand, is that there is forgiveness when we don't walk in the light. But, listen to me, we're going to stop making excuses for it. We're going to stop making excuses for walking in darkness. We're going to call sin, sin. And then we're going to fall on our knees. And we're going to confess before God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to receive that forgiveness. These verses, 1 John 1:6. If we say that we have fellowship with him, but walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice truth. Think of that. Think of that. It's talking and doing. If we say we have fellowship, but we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Walking in the light gives us fellowship with God, and the blood of his son cleanses us from sin. Walking in the light is is imperative. It's critical. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This one thing we need to keep in mind, there is forgiveness in Jesus. There is forgiveness in the cross. There's forgiveness. There's light. There's life. And it's time for us to come live in it, to shine as lights in the world. Romans 13:11. Do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of our sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we believed, when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let's put on the armor of light. Amen. The day is far spent. That it's time to wake up. It's time to take control. It's time to get focused, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And whatever you believe about the end times, you can understand this. The day is at hand. Amen. It's right here. Amen. It's all around us happening. Let us walk properly as in the day. I'm actually going to hit on a few things today, if that's all right. I love you guys. But I'm not going to hit on them as hard as I am going to in the days ahead. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and in lust, not in strife and in envy. Revelry was, how can I say it? They worshiped a false god, and they would sit around and they would eat and drink until they just had their fill of everything. And then they would get up and they would go out in the streets and they would be raucous. I don't know word. The word's not coming to me. They would be... I keep saying I don't know the word, and then I keep trying to use the word. They would be raucous. That's the only word, huh? Obnoxious. That's a good one. That's a good one. They would be obnoxious and unhinged, and they would be singing praises to their God. And he said, that's not the kind of praise God wants. He doesn't want an unhinged, a raucous, and not in... revelry or drunkenness. And drunkenness is being in a drunken stupor. I mean, it's being drunk. It's that there's no reason for that. There's no need for that. There's no call for it. He says, don't let us walk properly as in the day. Not like the night people would walk in this lewdness and drunkenness. I got lewdness, revelry, and drunkenness. Revelry was the now lewdness. Not in lewdness or lust. Lewdness. Hooking up. Casual sex. Mm-hmm. The word is chambering. It's hopping from bed to bed, getting our fill. Meaningless sexual encounters. Get used to it. I'm going to be talking about this more in the days ahead, too. So get used to hearing it from me while I get used to saying it. lust. This is sensuality, sexual debauchery. It is, I don't know, it's just, we'll get into some of the things that that encompasses later. Strife is debate and contention, but it's actively, in their use of the word, it was debate and contention, but it was actively used before divorce and murder. It was actively used before that. The start off with words and then you turn into just hate and you eventually get to divorce and to murder. Jealousy. It's a mind that produces, that goes after and pursues something ferociously. Jealousy. All of these things are works of darkness and works of the night. And he tells us back up in verse 12 to cast off the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. You see, there is only one thing. There's only one thing. Every one of us has it inside of us to do all of these things. There is only one thing that keeps us from doing them. And that is the light of Jesus. That is the light of life. It's time for believers to take a stand, to make their mark for God, to be counted, to know what we believe and why we believe it. Why we believe it. That's a question that's haunting me every time I sit down to prepare a scripture. I can tell you the truth, and this is the truth, and you just believe it. But as soon as you go out and you get challenged about why you believe it, I don't know. That's on me. That's on me. And I'm going to try to do better. You try to figure out, you try to see why you believe what you believe. You make your mark for God. Be counted for him. Amen. It's an urgency in our time. An urgency for us to put on the light. John 3:19. This is going to get some of us. Well, probably most of us, because we're probably 3:19. This is the condemnation. That the light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. My friends, put on Jesus, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh. Amen. To fulfill its lusts. Put on Jesus. When we come to Christ, listen, when we come to Christ and we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, God doesn't see you how you were. He doesn't see you even how you are. He sees Jesus. Amen. He sees Jesus when he looks at us. He sees what we are in Christ. This isn't an excuse. This sermon isn't, it's anything but an excuse, and it'll become more clear in the days ahead. It's anything but an excuse for you to go and live your life any way you want to. What did he tell that woman? He said, go and sin no more. He said, go and sin no more. And that's what he's telling us today. Amen. Go and sin no more. Now there is sin. 1 John 1:9 takes care of that. Confess. If we confess. If we confess. He cleanses us of our sin. And cleanses us from all unrighteousness. I don't know. I know that I love you. Start right there. I know that I love you. And then I know that this altar is open for confession. Amen. Doesn't have to be to me. This altar is open for confession. It doesn't have to be in here. Your own altar is open for confession. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Put him on. Put on the light. He's called us out of darkness into light. Stand up with me. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. I don't know. If you know the song and want to sing it, you can sing it. I really want you to do business with God today. Do his business with you. And put on Jesus.